thanks so much to Craig there. You're listening to BBC Radio Norfolk Treasure Quest Extra Time. And of course, one of the things we do on the programme is learn a bit more about some of our clue locations from earlier today. And if you were listening to Treasure Quest, you'll know that clue 4 was with a display showing stories of docking men who fought in the First World War at the Docking Heritage Group's annual exhibition in the Ripper Memorial Hall in Docking. And tell us a bit more about that, the exhibition, what's happening there and why. I've got Helena Aldous on the phone. Hello, Helena.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you very much for having Clue 4 for us there in Docking today.
It's all right. It caused some excitement.
No, good, good. And tell us a bit about your exhibition and what's happening there.
Well, this is Docking Heritage Group, and every year on this bank holiday, we have our annual exhibition. And this year, we called it Docking Boys Go to War, because obviously it's the centenary of the start of the First World War. Prompted, really, by a photograph that we were given of a group of lads setting off from Aldershot, purported to be docking boys, and from that we decided to expand it and see what we could find out about them.
And what sort of stuff have you managed to find out about docking's men who went to fight in the war?
Well, quite a lot. We've got about 12 little biographies up today on display of soldiers that went from docking, some of which survived and some who didn't. We wanted to really get the stories of the ones who came back as much as anything, and to see how they got on with their lives afterwards. And an amazing amount of materials come in just by having a little bit of publicity in the press and by word of mouth and through things that we do in the village. And we've managed to collect up some lovely photographs and memorabilia, all sorts of things have come in. And of course, the internet's great these days for looking up military records.
And it can't be many villages in Norfolk that are lucky enough to have their own heritage group looking into and helping protect and preserve the history of the place. How did the Docking Heritage Group come about?
Well, I think I've sort of forgotten the dates now, but I think it was about 2005. Norfolk County Council were running a project called ARCH, which was Archiving Rural Community History. And I worked for Library Service, and so I was part of that project. And I came to Docking and did a presentation. And there was a lot of interest. And from that, the Heritage Group was formed and went from strength to strength. And we now have our own room on the end of the village hall. And we're open to the public on a Wednesday morning for 2 hours. We have a massive photo collection that was donated partly to us by a chap called Tony Arthur, who was well known locally for his collection of photographs. And we just now are a research group, and we do outreach stuff. We go to Gresson Hall and various places, and we do talks, and we do family history, and we do community digs, we do a bit of archaeology, we do all sorts of things, oral history, really whatever we'd like to do. And it's not a big group, but it's quite a hard-working group.
Well, it sounds absolutely fantastic. And if people do want to come along and see what's going on at the hall today, how much longer are you there for this afternoon?
Well, we're here all day until 4 o'clock, and then we're here tomorrow from 11 till 4 as well. And we have got some lovely things for people to see. It's not just we've got archaeologists on site, metal detectorists on site. We've got a whole thing about Sedgford Aerodrome. We've got a reenactor here for 2 days, who's doing his stuff with people, dressing them up.
Oh yes, I think Kirstine might have met him earlier on, I think, when she was there.
Oh, okay, yes. So there's plenty to see, and lots of stories to exchange with people. That's what's happening really most of the day. It's fantastic how people sort of network and bring us things, and that's what we like, really. That's what these 2 days are all about, people bringing things in.
Well, Helena, it sounds like absolutely fantastic work you're doing there with the group. And if people want to find out more, but they perhaps can't come along this weekend, do you have a website people can have a look at?
We do have a website, yes. If you just look up Docking Heritage Group, it'll come up with our website. And you can always use the website to contact us. There's plenty of places on there to do that, and it should give you an overview of what we do, and it will also tell you what's going on and what projects are in hand this year.
Well, Helena Aldous from the Docking Heritage Group, thank you very much indeed for having the clue for us today, and good luck with the rest of the exhibition for the rest of today and tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
That was Helena from the Docking Heritage Group, having their exhibition at the Ripper Memorial Hall there in Docking until 4 o'clock this afternoon, and again from 11 until 4 tomorrow.